people provide their personal information, their fingerprint, or a PIN to verify their identity when using the kiosks. There's also video of people taking the tests. Sawyer County recently began using them for people required to do alcohol screening as a condition of their release before trial. Criminal Justice Coordinator Diane McNamer says the kiosk provides an electronic notification when people pass, fail, or miss a test.
It frees up the staff. And also it saves time and money, but it is highly configurable and we can create randomized testing.
McNamer says offenders pay for the testing. A representative of the company behind the kiosks says they've issued more than 70,000 tests with a nearly 100% compliance rate. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.